Southwest Valley has now lost two straight games to Earlham and Panorama and is looking ahead to get back on track. They have not had it easy over in Corning, as the Timberwolves have lost multiple key position players, including quarterback Evan Timmerman, who may be out for the rest of the year. Head coach Keegan Longaball is looking for the younger players to step up and play the best football they can.
Well, I mean, the two teams we've played, they've been big, and they kind of are beating us with strength and numbers right now. We've got a lot of guys that are going down and getting hurt, and we're setting back with some new guys, and we got Wyatt Mendenhall at quarterback now. Evan Timmerman went down with an injury. We don't know how long he's going to be out, if it's going to be a couple weeks or if he's done for the year. So just a lot of fresh faces out on the field. But this week in practice, we've really, told the guys that keep pushing, keep working. The harder you work, the more good things are going to happen. And I mean, we're hoping that we can get these guys back on track.
Sophomore Wyatt Mendenhall has stepped into the role of quarterback in place of Timmerman and was more than successful last week. Mendenhall threw 6 of 9 for 113 passing yards and 2 touchdowns, while rushing in for 116 yards to top off his offensive performance.
Right. Wyatt's just, he's one of those athletes that you can put anywhere out on the field and he's going to give it his all. And he's just got, he's a very football smart kid. He's not just football smart. He's athletically smart. I coach him in baseball as well. And it's the same thing there. He's one of those guys that's easy to coach. He transitioned into playing quarterback the second half last week. And he was also playing some running back as well. And we ended up having some wildcat formation as well, and just gave the ball to Wyatt at tailback. So he's one of those guys that you can plug in anywhere, and he's going to give us some success.
Defensively, Bo Johnson led in tackles in the last game with 8.5 against Panorama and reads the field well to put himself into good positions defensively. Southwest Valley is going to have to rely on upper-class leadership to bring the younger guys up to speed with the varsity game.
Bo's another one of those kids who's very football smart. He comes from a family that's got a background in athletics, and he really has a knack for the football out there. He's one of those guys who he reads his keys. He does his job well. He puts himself in the right spots to try to make plays or at least slow somebody down to get other guys there. Defensively, there was a lot of unfortunate miscues of, we talked about last week. There was a lot of bad luck plays out of us where, we one time were in the wrong position, and that's what it turned into being. It was a big play for the opponent. But defensively, we're going to see some new guys in new positions this week. We're down 3 linebackers, and we're putting some trust in a lot of these younger guys, and we're excited to see what they get done.
Coach Longaball was able to coach some of the younger athletes who are stepping up in varsity roles while they were in middle school. He knows that they are not only excited but can get the job done.
Well, a lot of these younger guys, I've been fortunate enough to coach this freshman class last year at the middle school level, and I was able to develop a relationship with them. And, that freshman class is a group of hardworking young individuals, and that's all we're asking. We're asking when they get out on the field is, give it your best, give it your all. You're stepping in kind of to a position where, not very many freshmen are supposed to be playing varsity football, physically not developed as much, but, these guys are very excited to step into these roles, and we're really putting on them, try to do your job as best as possible. If you do that and you give it your all, then good things are going to happen.
Southwest Valley will be taking on a 1-4 Riverside Bulldogs team who just recently lost to state-ranked ACGC last week. The Bulldogs have a lot of talent with Grady Jepson and Jackson Gordon, who have been keys to the Riverside offense. Hitting the key spots on offense and filling the gaps on defense are the key aspects of stopping this Riverside team.
Well, we know that Riverside is much better than their record shows. They're a 1-4 team, but they are much better than a 1-4 team. We've mentioned before that we're in a very solid district here with all these teams that drop down a class, and they're big and strong and fast. And Riverside has really, held with them and played their all. I mean, they've got Jepson and Gordon are two guys that they really lean on offensively, and those are two great athletes to lean on. But we know that they they are able to throw the ball and they are able to run the ball. So they've kind of got that double-edged sword there with that. And defensively, we're just going to try to, with our new guys and positions, we're trying to find little weak spots in the defense where we can hopefully hit some home run plays.
Southwest Valley will take on Riverside underneath the lights in Oakland for a 7 p.m. kickoff. I'm Zach Collins reporting.